speech therapy consultant at Kapar. As you guys know, our motive is to give our maximum love, support and care to differently abled children and their families. In this today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about signs that your child needs speech therapy. Most of us tend to believe that speech therapy is needed only by children who have hearing impairment and need medical support to learn to speak. However, a number of other children who may exhibit speech disorders like stuttering, stammering, confusing alphabets may also sometimes need the help of a therapist to guide them home. Actually, speech therapy is essential for many common language and speech disorders which may otherwise hinder overall growth and personality development. Many young children experience difficulty in articulation of speech and language in their growing years. Stuttering, difficulty in grabbing the correct pronunciation, confusing syllables, for example, using R and L sounds interchangeably, are examples of speech and language disorders that are common in children. Many such children face ridicule from their peers that impact their normal development and growth. Unfortunately, in the absence of expert guidance and care, most of such children fail to recover from such disorders for a long time. Some carry the disorders right up to adulthood. If that is the case with your ward, then it is necessary to look for solutions in order to boost their confidence, avoid psychological stress, and improve communication skills. In Western countries, schools have a practice of appointing speech therapists and pathologists who look after such children's needs and help them recover from their disorders. In India, however, this concept is yet to catch public attention. Negligence of speech issues by dismissing them as insignificant and unsolvable problems can have dire consequences in one's life. Most children do not lose certain speech hysterics even as they reach adulthood due to such ignorance of proper treatment at a young age. Children show signs of speech trouble in many ways, be it stuttering, mixing up one syllable for another, difficulty in proper pronunciation, or other obvious barriers to free flow of speech. Here are the basic telltale signs of speech and language disorders which demand the need for speech therapy. First, issues with articulation. A lot of times, kids show confusion during formation of words and often use different syllables than the ones intended for that use interchangeably. This leads to common lisps in speech, which can become habitual unless treated correctly. Needless to say, such conditions can seriously hamper the image of your child among peers, making him or her a source of jokes. As they grow up, this can adversely affect their prospects in colleges, universities, as well as jobs where interviews, communication, and presentation skills are keys to success. Proper diction classes and stress on accurate pronunciation is important in such cases. These can be achieved by sessions with speech and language experts. The next one is barriers in fluency. There are many kids who have trouble in keeping up their speech and lack enormously in fluency, which is an important aspect of speech and language. From repeating sounds and words without making sense to stuttering uncontrollably and being unable to finish sentences, such kids take a lot of time in conveying their message to the listener. This can cause a loss of confidence in the child in coming years and frequent panic moments during regular discussion. Some even show strong signs of frustration when they are unable to express their emotions and thoughts and also end up pausing a lot in between conversations, elongating the length of discussions. In this case, there is a need for expert intervention through public speaking classes, innovative techniques. I hope you got something about when to seek speech therapy for your child. I know you may have still few doubts and questions about this. Don't be hesitant to contact me. It's my pleasure to help you at any time. Feel free to contact me. So today, I'm gonna wind up this section. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back soon with another informative topic, and I'm signing off.